Hi there, Eduardo. Eduardo, my name is Paul. I'm the area manager. Tara wanted me to get on the line. Of course, she wants me to get you the details of the service, how everything would work, everything that would be included. Of course, I do want to answer all of your questions. And then Tara says the business is just about 6 months old, September of last year, right?
That is correct, yes.
Well, congratulations on getting your business up and going. That's fantastic. And you actually qualify as a young business less than a year in. You do qualify for reduced pricing. Our new in business rate, Eduardo, is actually by far the lowest rate that we offer to the public. And in all honesty, it's my job as a pricing director to make this affordable for you. We know that once we get your phone ringing, you're going to want to keep the service long term. And that's exactly what does happen with a service like this. You know, we are not providing leads for you or phone numbers that you have to follow up with on your own. You're not going to be in like a bidding war with your competition. You'll simply get more phone calls, calls that will come directly to you from customers that are in your service area, and we can target really anywhere in your service area. Tara was pretty specific, 20 miles or so, but, you know, it depends on the direction maybe. It depends on the job, of course. So we'll target specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods where you most want to be found. We can go farther in any specific direction. If there are places even close to home that you really don't want to go, then you can tell us that too, and we won't run your ads there. So it's going to be very targeted to the clientele you're searching for and the area that you want to be found. Now, are you servicing commercial clients too, or is this just for residential customers?
I do commercial too.
You do. Okay, perfect. And Tara says you can get the help if you need it. And this is designed to, you know, get those calls coming to you, not to inundate you with more work than you can handle, but a steady stream of phone calls from, you know, someone in your service area. You can kind of pick and choose the jobs that are going to be most profitable for you. And Eduardo, it's not just for Google. You'll be on the first page of Google and Bing. About 1 out of 10 people will actually choose to search on Bing instead of Google. We want you to get those phone calls as well. You'll also have things like Apple Maps, Siri on a smartphone, Facebook paid ads, and a Yelp listing too, among others. So we'll create content not just for customers to see, but for Google and Bing to see. So that content that will talk about your company, your services, your service area, that's going to reinforce the fact that you should be on that first page and get those calls directly to you. Now, as far as pricing goes, it is a flat rate. You're not paying per lead. You're not paying per click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profit. So, you know, 15 jobs a month, or you know, even 50 jobs a month, it's still the same flat rate. Big jobs or small, residential or commercial, and as I mentioned, that new in business rate, Eduardo, is going to save you a lot. It saves you 50%, actually a little bit over 50% off the normal cost of the service. You save $300 a month, and it brings the rate down from what would have otherwise been $599 a month to exactly $299, and that $299 is the exact amount with the number of calls that you'll get, the jobs that you'll get. I mean, it's really designed just for one or two jobs to more than offset the cost of the service. And, you know, obviously when people are going on Google, they're looking for someone to call, very different than like a lead-based service. Tara did attach an Angie profile. It's actually Home Advisor powered by Angie. Did you use that service recently, or have you had it, you know, since you've been in business? Do you know if that service is working for you?
It is working for me. It's just,
oh, good.
I'm paying for leads, and I mean, it's a 50-50. You know, sometimes I get leads and I get the job. Sometimes I don't.
Sometimes you don't. And that's exactly what most people say. It's kind of a little hit or miss, and it's just kind of, I mean, it just comes with the territory because the leads that you get are shared. So every lead that you get goes out to a couple of your competitors. Obviously, you're not going to you know, be the guy that gets the job every time. But as long as you can turn some of them into jobs, it's definitely worth keeping. And I'm glad to hear that, you know, about 50-50, you're seeing some pretty decent success with that particular lead-based service. Now, I do have a lot of clients that use a lead-based service. That one or any of the other ones, Thumbtack, Exactly, you know, Networks, CraftJack. Most of my clients, though, prefer to get calls directly to them instead of, you know, chasing down leads. But the two of them can work perfectly well together. This is just going to get more phone calls coming to you. Now, of course, you know, to be completely honest with you, our job is not just to put you on that first page. It is to make sure that people call you. So, Eduardo, I noticed that you don't yet have a website, right? Is there anything in the works, anything planned, or just something that you know you need kind of at some point?
That's something that I definitely know I do need, and I'm looking around to see.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I'm looking around, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, at 6 months in, we don't expect you to have a website. In fact, we do build websites in-house for our clients that don't have one. Now, the package that I'm talking to you about, that platinum package, that would normally come with a landing page for businesses that don't have a website, but it's Friday, and my supervisor is in a pretty good mood. I'm going to shoot a request out right now to see if we can do a custom website upgrade. So multiple pages, multiple tabs. We can showcase all the different services you want to be found for. We can put before and after photos on there. Now, I mean, you know, like I said, our job is to make sure that your phone is ringing. We know that a website means not just more phone calls, but a higher quality call. Ultimately, it's to make sure you're getting jobs out of it. And when someone calls you after seeing a website, they're calling because they saw something that they like. They want to hire you. Not everyone will call you. Of course, you're not going to be the only company that pops up when someone is looking for junk removal, etc. But the calls that come to you are going to be a very high conversion rate. It's going to be someone who, you know, really took the time to take a look at your website and then decided to call you. Now, it looks like, at least on the Angie profile, you do light demolition as well, right?
Yes, that's correct.
That's perfect. We can definitely get you found for those different services, you know, whether it's, you know, a house or garage clean out or, you know, appliance removal, what have you. And you're willing to take smaller jobs then, right?
Yes.
Oh, good, good. That's more opportunities, you know, and a small job, you get in and out. You know, you get the job done, you get paid, you move on to the next one. So, like I said, this is going to help you to get that steady stream of calls that will keep you profitable. I mean, let's be honest, at 6 months in, traditional word of mouth might not yet be that reliable factor drawing new business your way. I mean, you just haven't had enough customers to recommend you to their friends and family. Every new customer, though, that finds you on Google or Bing is someone who can start a new word-of-mouth chain for you, recommend your services to their friends and family, and, of course, use your services themselves down the road. And, of course, Google is the largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. It's where we all go when we don't know who to call. We Google it. So it's going to get you the calls, the jobs, and kind of expand your network of potential customers. Now, being that it's that flat rate month to month and the calls coming to you, especially with that website included, I know that's something you do want for your business, right?
Yes.
Yes, of course. There's no better place to put your company than on that first page of Google. That's where basically 9 out of 10 buying decisions are made. Like I said, you'll also have Bing. You'll have Facebook ads. Now, the Facebook ads work a little bit differently than a search on Google or Bing. I mean, obviously with Google and Bing, people are typing something in into their smartphone, into their computer, maybe even into their vehicle that has internet access, but they're actively looking for something. And I think on Facebook, people are just looking for something to distract them, something interesting that will take a few minutes of their time. However, you've probably heard of retargeting ads. You might have even experienced it yourself or heard of someone who did a search on Google. The next thing you know, that same thing they were looking for is popping up on their Facebook page. I mean, it's not a coincidence. It is targeted marketing, and it will work particularly well for EV junk solutions because if someone in your area does a search on Google or Bing, whether they see you on that first page or don't, when they go on their Facebook page, they will see you. They'll see you again. They'll see your website. They'll be reminded they still have to call somebody. they will be reminded, too, that they should be calling you. It's just another great way to get your name out there, get your website in front of more eyes, and get more calls and jobs coming your way. Now, did you have any questions for me before we get that set up for your business?
So it's just one fee, or is this going to be like a monthly thing?
So it's a month-to-month service. Again, there's no long-term contract. That $249 originally, you know, or I said $299. That $299 originally, $599. It does those still come with the Facebook ads? $100 of Facebook ads. So we're gonna keep those ads up and running. Cover your entire service area, target specific places where you want to be found. The website, of course, we're going to build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. And, of course, that way, you know, if you we send you a job, you want it to be on your website, you can take photos, take even videos, send them to us. We'll add them to your website, no additional cost. You'll have access to a website editor tool if you want to make those changes as well on your own. Whether you make those changes or you want us to make those changes, there's no additional cost for that. Now, I'm just kind of guessing here. The reason you were asking if it's a one-time payment or a monthly charge, I mean, you are a young company. That is, by the way, you know, the reason that our new in business rate is the lowest rate that we offer. We know your advertising dollars are not, you know, like growing on a tree in the backyard. You've got expenses. You've got Angie, which is an expense. You've got the, you know, the equipment and things like that. Now, I did say $249 kind of on accident because I was thinking about it in the back of my head. You know, I do have a friends and family rate. I can use it once per quarter without even asking for permission. I've been with the company actually April 17th will be my 13th anniversary. So 13 years I'll be celebrating in 2 weeks here with this company. So I am allowed once per quarter to just apply a friends and family rate, even if it's not a friend or a family member. So I don't have to tell my boss that you're my cousin or I've known you since high school. But my boss is already aware that you're a young company, that you're trying Angie. You know, my boss is the one who approved that website upgrade. So I would be able, with today being the third day of the second quarter, right? Second quarter started on April 1st, I should say. So I can apply that friends and family rate, and I'd be more than happy to, because my heart goes out to the guys that are doing Angie's. I know you're seeing about a, you know, 1 out of 2 success ratio. That's above average. I talk to business owners who say, I get 5 or 6 leads. I'm lucky if 1 or 2 of them even pick up, and happy if 1 of those becomes a job. So, you know, you're doing quite well with that service, at least better than most. So, you know, I'm happy to hear that. But I also know that it comes with an expense, and I want to make this affordable for you. So if I apply that friends and family rate, which I'm more than happy to do, it takes the whole thing from $299 down to $249. That would be the rate that starts and the rate that stays. So it won't even go up to the $299. And the friends and family rate waives the $99 setup fee that I would normally apply here. So you'd be looking at $249 out the door, not $398 first month, $299 after that, just $249 out the door, and it would stay grandfathered in at that flat rate of $249. Especially with that website included, we have to earn your business for probably 4 or 5 months at that point. But we know that the service works. I've got clients that have been with me for over 10 years in many cases. As a company, we even have clients that have been with us longer than I have, 14, 16, 18 years. Nobody cancels on profit. We are a Google Premier partner, so no one can get you better or faster results. Would that be fair enough if I apply that $249 for us to get that started today?
I would like to. The only thing is, like you said, it's just, I'm still a small company.
Sure.
And last week is when I started my subscription with Angie.
Oh, okay.
And I did pay, I believe it was $350.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm still getting some jobs done this week, and I'm a little short on money. So, maybe we can look at this next week.
Okay. I appreciate the honesty, to be honest with you. A lot of times when it's coming right down to the budget, some business owners don't want to admit that it's just not there in the bank. And at that point, they'll say, you know, I've got more work than I can take on anyway, and I'm wondering why they took the phone call in the first place. But you're being honest with me, and I can appreciate that, okay? Now, I do know for a fact that we accept not just debit cards. It doesn't have to come right out of your checking account. You can use a credit card, in which case you're maybe getting billed today, but you don't get the bill. You don't have to pay for it for maybe even a couple of weeks before your statement comes. Usually you got a couple of weeks after that before that statement is due. You might not even have to make a payment for a month. This can even fund itself in that time before you even have to make a payment, you know. And because it's a position that we're actively filling, because we do have the holiday weekend coming up and we know we're going to get more leads, you know, next week, or more openings, more positions we have to fill. I mean, I'd be more than happy to get this out here for you, waive that setup fee. We stop calling through the area, and that way we don't have to reopen the category and talk to anybody else come Monday. I mean, I'm sure that would be something you could manage, right? Especially since we're looking to find the right company and you'll do so well with this service.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully it goes all well.
Of course, yeah.
Now, you said there's no contract?
That's absolutely right. You're exactly right. Let me do this for you, because I know you just want to make sure, and you're smart. You know, I've been doing this a long time. I know that there's a lot of so-called SEO companies kind of coming out of the woodwork, and they're calling the same companies that we call. They, you know, I talk to business owners who get these calls all the time. They might have even tried it with somebody else. Most of the businesses that reach out to guys like you, they say they're SEO companies. They're just a couple of guys in a basement. Or maybe there's some firm overseas, or maybe some like startup company that's been around for a year or less. We've actually been around since 2004. Of course, we are not Google. I'm going to send you right now a link to our pricing page, though. The website is Local Splash. That's the name of the company, localsplash.com. I'm sending you a link to the pricing page. Now, you know, obviously, you can navigate the rest of the website from here, but at least you can see exactly who we are and what we do and what you'll be getting for that platinum package. So it's an SMS message through the computer, but it does work just like a text message. You should have gotten that to your phone. If you can, maybe put me on speakerphone and open that up. At the top of it, it says, take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
I'm opening it up right now.
Perfect. So, you know, we've been around, like I said, since 2004. We have over 1,100 Google reviews, over 1,100 Google reviews. Now, of course, we're not Google. If anyone were to call you and tell you they're Google, for something like this, they're simply telling stories. Google does call businesses, but it's only the regional or nationwide chains. You have to actually have at least 100 individual locations for Google to reach out to you directly. A little more than 10 years ago, though, Google started a partnership program to help small and medium-sized businesses like yours see the highest return on investment possible advertising through Google. We were one of that first wave to become a Google partner, one of the very first companies to become a Google partner almost 10 and a half years ago. We'd already been in business ourselves for 10 and a half years and a proven track record of experience and success with clients and getting them on the first page of Google. So if you have already opened that up, tracking your success is going to be a big part of this. You'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work's coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on the first page for each individual search. Now, you can monitor your reviews and respond to reviews right from your tracking system. We call it your client dashboard. It's tracking and a whole lot more. Are you the one right now kind of maintaining your online reputation, responding to any reviews that you get online?
Yes. Yes, I'm the one doing everything. I'm the one doing everything right now. So I guess one of my questions is, I was actually trying to set up my business
profile
through Google.
Sure.
Profile. But I guess they want more information. Is that something that you guys will take care of?
100%. And it's something that in recent months I've heard business owners express increasing difficulty getting done on their end. And I've heard it more and more often. Now, businesses get flagged, or even if they already have a Google listing. I heard one guy say all I was doing was updating my hours, and then my listing got suspended and taken down. So, I mean, a lot of the processes on Google's end, unfortunately for business owners, are AI, and if it falls in the wrong bucket, there's no one to pick it up. But we are a Google Premier partner, so I'm glad that you mentioned that. Whether we are starting from scratch or helping businesses that have already gotten the process started, we get more businesses verified than just about anybody else. There's only 8 Google Premier partners in the country. Currently, there's 41 worldwide. So, of course, we are going to work directly with Google's back-end team, live people, not AI, to make sure that you are verified, that we get all of the information that they need to them so they can be reassured that you're an actual, real, legitimate company providing these services in the area. We'll do the exact same thing with Bing, so you'll be verified through Bing as well. That is one of the very first things that we do, because that is a big step in getting you on that first page. The reason I mentioned before the reviews, if you want us to take that off your plate, we do that. We do that in-house for our clients just as a value-added service and a professional courtesy. We can respond to those reviews for you, not with cookie-cutter responses, but reviews that actually, or responses to reviews that actually take into account the content of that review. If they mention a specific service, if they mention your name, if they mention their name, we will use that in the response. So as if you did that yourself and spent time doing that, we can take that off your plate and do that for you. Like I said, 21 years of experience, 4.9 out of 5. That's our client satisfaction rating. That's real clients using our service. For the most part, they love it. They keep it because it works. That blue tinted photo outlines a few of the things that we do early on, and below it is where it says Google Ads Partner. Right on that badge that says Google Premier Partner, go ahead and click on it. It's going to take you directly to google.com/partner. Right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google partner, and once again, that's what ensures your success. We get our training and our updates directly from Google. Even if they make changes to their map or pack algorithm, they share those changes with us ahead of time, so you'll always have the right content to stay ahead of your competitors. Now, if you go back to the link that I sent out to, just scroll past the top 3. Those have Google pay-per-click ads, an AdWords campaign, which for your services, they're about $15 or $20 per click. Clicks don't always lead to calls. Calls don't always lead to jobs. It's a little pricier to do that. And like I said, I want to cover your service area, get you the return on investment, but also get you the best bang for the buck and make it affordable. So you're talking here about the Platinum package, which is the one all the way down on the right-hand side, the bottom right. It is listed $5.99 with a $2.99 setup fee. So I would be more than happy to apply that friends and family rate. It's only just a couple of days into the first quarter. It'll be the only one that I can do without asking for permission. I'll have to ask for permission here on out until the next 3 months are up. But it would be $249 as an out-the-door cost. You're getting everything on that Platinum package for less than the Essential package price. Everything on that Platinum package, I should say, with the one exception of the optimized landing page, because instead of a one-page landing page or website, we're going to do a custom website for you. Multiple pages, multiple tabs, again, more in line with what people want to see, a more modern-looking website with more information that will definitely generate more phone calls and more jobs for you. And as I mentioned, we're going to waive that one-time setup fee that normally helps us offset our upfront cost because we're investing in your business. We know that your success is our success. I know if I can make it affordable for you, you're going to see the results that you're looking for. Okay?
Okay, so, let's I did my research right now on Google. So let's move forward. I mean, hopefully this takes off.
I wanted to ask you, because the Angie has capital E, lowercase v, but did you want that EV with both letters being capitalized?
Yes.
Okay.
EV Junk Solutions.
EV Junk Solutions with an S at the end of it, right?
That is correct.
And then the Angie profile does have a physical address, 310 Arlington Drive. However, correct me if I'm wrong, your business is service-based, right? Meaning that you only go to the customer and no one comes to you. There's not a physical address that people need to know about, right? No brick-and-mortar showroom
correct.
Or location. Is that your home, your residence?
That is. Yeah, that's my residence.
Okay, gotcha. So Google will not want us to put that address online. Google does not want customers to drive out to your home and knock on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. And in fact, Google fully does expect service-based businesses to be run from the home, run out of the truck. Now, Tara never did get your last name.
Villarreal, V as in Victor, I-L-L-A. R-R-E-A-L.
Okay. And then, Mr. Villarreal, an email address for you will serve a couple of functions. I mean, obviously, for longer pieces of information and something that we want you to have for your records, we will email things out to you from time to time. And the website that we build for you will also have a contact form. Most of the time, you're simply just going to get calls directly to you. Everything will have the click-to-call feature. Like I said, though, when someone fills out that contact form, you get a text. You also get an email. Of course, they'll be telling you where they're located and what they want to have done. Now, if it's a personal email, that's perfect. We just don't show it on the website. If it's a business email, people would be able to see it. But either way, it would be attached to the contact form so you can get those requests sent to you. What is a good email address then, either for you or for the business?
Right now, I just have my personal email.
That's okay.
But my email, it's my first name, last name, 1998@gmail.com.
Okay, so Eduardo Villarreal, 1998. And that
at gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. Yes. So, yeah, definitely a personal email, which is fine. And we'll just not show it on the website. If anything ever changes at any point in time, just let us know. We'll always be able to update that. I see what I did. Okay, and then if you don't have any other questions for me here, obviously I will take a look at the client interview calendar. This is to schedule your follow-up call, which is exactly like it sounds. It's a client interview. We will have one of our Google trained technicians speak with you in detail about your company, your services, your service area, anything like a mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, etc. You know, what's unique about your business. If you want us to stay knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. Do you have a logo for the business already or not yet?
I have one, but
okay.
It's still in the works.
It's
not official.
Okay. So when you do have an official logo, let us know. We'll put that on your website. Okay. And like I said, we can make any and all updates at any point in time. Now, before I do pull up that client interview calendar, I wanted to do just one more thing, and that's to add a little bit of extra protection here on your account. It's another layer or level of security. In fact, it's a security question and answer. And if anyone calls us and tells us that they are with EV Junk Solutions, even if it's you, Mr. Villarreal, and we recognize your voice, Eduardo, we might still from time to time ask for you to verify the answer to the question. But it's really more for your protection. If you get a phone call from someone who claims to be Google, even if they say they're local Splash, please make sure they know that information. They should be able to give it to you basically immediately, and if they cannot, you should not entertain that phone call. In fact, if anyone were to call you and tell you that you need to pay more money for your Google listing, for sure that would not be us. You would not want to speak with them. Like I said, it's the flat rate. In this case, it's exactly $249, not $299. Now, your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
The city I was born in.
City you're born in. And then what is the question? I'm sorry, what is the answer?
Fort Worth.
Fort Worth. Okay, I got to type in twice, but you are all set there. And then, like I said, it is the exact amount of $249. How did you want to take care of that? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover? What does work best for you?
Visa.
Is it Eduardo Villarreal on the card? Any middle initial or the business name?
No middle initials.
Okay, you said it was a Visa. That should start with a 4. They all do. I am ready whenever you are, sir.
Okay, so it's 4833100759141402.
And then the expiration month and year?
02/31
And then the last three digits on the back of the card.
905
on the back. I've got February or 02 of 2031 for the expiration date. And then, Eduardo, was the card itself 48-33-13-00-75-69-14-02?
That's correct.
And then is that billing at the 310 Arlington Drive, 60446?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. In about a minute or so, you're going to receive our welcome email. It's a confirmation email that has your username and your password on it for your client dashboard. It will also have our client support information on there. Now, if you have a pen handy, though, I'm happy to give you that information now.
I don't have a pen, and I'm actually...
That's okay. I'll get you off the phone real quick here. I appreciate your patience. You will get that email, though, in the next couple of minutes. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That's 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. You can email the support team 24/7, of course, and if you email the support team, they will follow up with you the same business day or maybe the next business day if they get the email either after hours or very late in the day. You'll get all of that information by way of email. Minutes. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing, or we have to go over it in a second here. And you'll also receive a direct text message. And then I'm going to real quick pull up that client interview calendar and schedule that follow-up call. Now, because we are a Google Premier partner, Eduardo, we are required to read what's called a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. And I do have it pulled up. Are you bilingual, English and Spanish, by the way?
Yes.
You are. Okay. There's just a box right here, preferred language, that I'm going to go ahead and check bilingual. We do have bilingual English and Spanish agents in the client support team and as well as the client interview team. So feel free to stop me. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you want it to appear online?
EV Junk Solutions.
That is exactly how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Eduardo Villarreal, and I'm the owner.
Perfect. And Eduardo, as the owner, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
That is correct.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you did provide, that Visa in your name, of course, you are an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Yes.
Of course. Now, Mr. Villarreal, it does say to get results as fast as possible. It is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. And that's because it's our job to make sure the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. So for that reason, we specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Eduardo, of course, you would agree to that, right? Eduardo?
Yes, I agree to that.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do quite well with the service. And I appreciate your patience. I've got to wrap this up real quick here. I do want to be as thorough as I have to be and as quick as I can be without being rude. So as part of the verification process, it's essential that Local Splash receives certain documents in a timely fashion. That's so we can make sure that we can reassure Google that you're an active business. Anything like business cards or photos of tools and equipment, we do ask that you send that to us within the first 7 days. It's better to do that. Might result in delays to your account. So do you agree to send that information out to us within the first 7 days?
Yes. I'm actually working on the business cards.
Oh, you are. Okay.
I think that would take a little bit more than
if
than
that's
seven days.
That's totally fine. If you're going to get another email as well, and it's just going to say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. It's kind of a suggested list. The more complete it is, the better. But if you are going to send us business cards in a couple of weeks or something like that, that's still perfectly fine. It doesn't have to be everything on there, license and insurance and things like that. Those are just suggestions. It can be anything that kind of just reassures Google that you're a real business. Now, in hiring local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement, because we are creating online content for your business. We want to make sure that the information is accurate. We're not saying you cannot hire someone else, but if you do, please let us know so we can make sure the information is correct. That's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, with all of the reductions in the costs that I've applied here, with the setup fee waived and the actual friends and family rate approved, by myself in this case, I didn't even have to ask for permission for this first one for the second quarter. And of course, the website included. This next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that one-time setup fee, which I'll go ahead and waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 3rd of April, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. That $249, that non-refundable amount, is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, greatly reduced, but it'll never go up. No hidden taxes, no hidden fees, all inclusive. The website's included, the Facebook ads are included as well. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 3rd of the month, and that same exact reduced rate, that $249, and again, that rate will never go up on you. Now, as with any form of advertising, we do want you to give it the chance to see the best return on investment. The first month will be good. The second month will be even better. Now, of course, you can, as I mentioned, discontinue at any time for any reason, no questions asked. In fact, you can also pause it. If you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, if necessary, you can pause it seasonally. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee applies. And all that we request to prevent the charge for the following month is that you contact us at least 3 days before your billing date, and that is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Eduardo, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now, we're going to see how soon we can schedule your client interview. It's not going to be today, but I'm looking at Monday as being pretty wide open. We're booked out for the rest of the day. We usually do schedule client interviews first day, second day, third day, so even if we get that knocked out on Monday, that's still getting the ball rolling in a timely fashion here. Now, within the first 5 to 7 days is when you'll have full access to your client dashboard, because that's when all the directories will be created and submitted. Now, they do want us to say 7 to 14 days for your website and your Facebook ads. The Facebook ads are really just waiting for the website, and the website can take as little as 7 to 10 days, as long as you get us those photos right away. But keep in mind, it doesn't have to be everything right away, because we'll make any updates and changes down the road free of charge. Days 45 through 60, everything's firing on all cylinders. That's when you're listed for all your services throughout your service area, whether it's 60 days, 6 months, 6 years, no matter how long you keep the service. You know, we are providing updates, reporting, and, of course, support, ongoing optimization. Now, on Monday we can do any time in the afternoon. It looks like there's a 2, 3, 4, or a 5 o'clock. And the calls
on
are
Monday?
Scheduled. Let's, yeah, on Monday, Monday the 6th. Yeah, you want something late in the day, like 5?
5 p.m. would be Central Time, right?
Correct. Yeah, that's correct. Does that work for you? The 5 o'clock spot?
Yes, and usually I'm guessing it is a pretty long call.
It's going to be about 40-45 minutes. It really depends on how many questions you have. In fact, it's a 1 hour window for a call that usually takes, you know, anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes. Now, that 1 hour window is there for a couple of reasons. One, like I said, if you have additional questions, we want to make sure we've got the time to address them. Now, it's also there because maybe the guy or girl before you had a lot of questions and that call ran long. So we've got it scheduled for 5 o'clock on Monday. The call may not be right at 5. It might be 5:05, 5:15. It could be as late as 5:30, but usually it's not that late. But again, there's the window for us to make sure that we get everything taken care of with you. You're going to get at 4 o'clock a reminder email that the call is scheduled at 5, and I'll send you also a calendar invite. Actually, that system is down right now, so I'm not able to send you a calendar invite. But you will get it sent by the automated system will send it itself once that system is back up and running. Now, you've gotten only one email so far, which is fine because that's the one I want you to see. The welcome email and the other one about the photos that you want to send our way, those will be coming in a minute or so. But if you can take a second just to open up the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice, that's the one email that you've gotten right now, not the text that I already sent out to you with the pricing page, but the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice. It says, "Hello, Eduardo. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below." And then a couple of sentences down, it says, "Please click here to accept the subscription terms." Do you see those two words, click here?
You know what? I am looking at my phone, but I won't be able to log in my email right now.
Oh, that's okay. If you can open up the link, you should have gotten it by text as well. It says Local Splash Initial Invoice. Are you able to see that?
Yeah, I have it.
Okay, so click on those two words, click here. It's going to be hyperlinked to the terms of experience. That's everything we just went over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. It starts out on my end as a blue screen, maybe on yours as well, but you can scroll through it. Google is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. Bing is included, like I said, the Facebook ads, the website. You'll see those three boxes. We do want you to click all three of them. One that you agree to allow us to send you SMS or text messages. Those are, of course, text messages through the computer. One that you allow us to, or that you understand that the payments are automatic. That's the third one. The one in the middle is that you are the authorized holder and signer. Once you've got all three boxes checked, click in the longer box, type in your first and last name. It usually wants the first name at least to be capitalized. The last name you can capitalize if you like. But once you type in your name, click the confirm signature box. That actually does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's a flat rate, that we've included the website, that we've reduced the cost, etc., waived your setup fee. It will also allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So very important part of the process here. If it takes you to the login screen, let me know when you see that next page. It's going to ask you for a username and a password.
Yep, it took me there.
Okay, don't worry about that right now. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is live and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is true. You will get by email and text notification when your tracking system is live. Let me just refresh and see if the welcome email has been sent. It has. The welcome email is going to have your login credentials. We made your username, your phone number, so that we can associate it with your account and that you can remember it quite easily. You can't change your username, but it's just numbers, no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses, 630-544-7507. Good ads is your default password. You can change that at any point in time, as often as you like. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I want to thank you for your patience. I know I rushed everything towards the very end here, but it's Friday. It's the weekend. I know you probably work over the weekend. I definitely understand that, but I wanted to get you off the phone here as quickly as I could. I do appreciate your patience and your kindness. You actually made me laugh a couple of times, and I especially appreciate that at the end of a long day, at the end of a long week. You've been very respectful of my time, and I hope I have been of yours as well. If I am in between phone calls when our technician calls you on Monday, I'll be able to say a quick hello to you then. If I'm already on a call, I do try to keep my line open, but if I'm already on a call when they're ready, they'll call you on their own. They'll take really good care of you. But other than that, we appreciate you, and we're looking forward to speaking with you on Monday and getting this going here for your business.
Yeah, sounds good. Likewise, definitely wait for that call. And, yeah, I mean, like, that's still a small business, and I
congratulations
want to
again. Did you work for anybody else before this? I mean, have you been doing junk removal for a while, or what made you decide to go out on your own?
I actually have not done junk removal. I've done deliveries with furniture and appliances before, so
got
I have
it.
A lot of experience with dealing
moving
with customers
stuff.
And,
now you're doing the opposite. That's kind of funny. Instead of bringing them instead of bringing them new furniture and appliances, you're like taking away their old stuff. I kind of almost like full circle.
It was actually part of my job too, to remove the old one.
The old one, of
and
course.
It,
you have to remove an old refrigerator to make room for the new one. That makes a lot of sense. Fantastic. All right.
I'm thinking, and I'm like, hey, you know, it's something that I can do. And
fantastic. Why not?
Initiative. Open my,
that's exciting.
My business, and we'll see.
That's really cool. Well, congratulations again. We're looking forward to helping you grow your company, and I appreciate your time. You have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you as well.
Thank you, Eduardo. Take care. Bye-bye now.